the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of June 28, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
Last Friday, two Southern California lawmakers suggested that the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol is targeting Latinos during immigration raids, such as those carried out recently in the Inland Empire and San Diego. The Border Patrol has expressed its intention to only capture individuals who are selling counterfeit immigration documents, said Assemblyman Marco Firebaugh. Yet, some of these raids have taken place outside of neighborhood supermarkets, bus stops, apartments, and hospitals. We must investigate the true motive of these incidents and ensure that people's civil rights are not being violated. According to the Pasadena Star News, patrol officials from the Temelcula station's mobile patrol group arrested at least 400 people in recent area sweeps. Officials said that documented residents have no reason to be afraid and that those who are undocumented have the right to see an immigration judge or be deported voluntarily. From the LA Times, this story on immigrant rights. If stopped by U.S. Border Patrol, immigrants should remain calm and may refrain from answering questions, elected officials and Latino activists said at a Friday news conference in protest of the recent deportation of over 150 illegal immigrants. Documented and undocumented immigrants have the right to a phone call, the right to a lawyer, the right to say nothing, and the right to hearing from an immigration judge, according to public officials and attorneys. The objective today is to try to get the information to the community about what their rights are, said Laura Barrera, District Director for Assemblyman Firebaugh. Don't carry false documents or anything that will incriminate you. They have to have a reasonable reason for pulling you over, but if you run or provide false documents, that will justify your detention. Reporte de Agustín Durán, La Opinión. El programa dado a conocer el jueves por el Servicio de Inmigración y Aduanas es calificado por abogados y organizaciones en pro de los derechos humanos en Los Ángeles como una violación a la libertad condicional de los inmigrantes, ya que los indocumentados posiblemente tendrán que portar brazaletes, recibir visitas a domicilio y hacer reportes telefónicos hasta que un juez decida su futuro. El programa, denominado Supervisión Intensiva de Presentación, que se implementará por organizaciones privadas como el Centro de Detención y Reubicación e Intervención de Conducta, a partir del 21 de julio, permitirá a sus agentes monitorear a los inmigrantes que participen en el programa con monitores electrónicos, visitas a domicilios y reportes telefónicos. El programa se implementará momentáneamente en 8 ciudades: Baltimore, Maryland; Philadelphia, Pennsylvania; Miami, Florida; St. Paul, Minnesota; Denver, Colorado; Kansas City, Kansas; San Francisco, California; y Portland, Oregon. Y de tener éxito, se podría implementar en otros lugares. Esto complementa la integridad de nuestro sistema de inmigración para detectar la identidad positiva de los extranjeros, dijo Víctor Cedra, director de uno de los centros encargados en monitorear a los detenidos. Y agregó que se asegura que estos aparezcan en las cortes si es requerido, así como cumplir con sus reglas hasta que se decida su destino. Sin embargo, para el abogado Raúl Godínez, presidente de la Asociación Americana de Leyes de Inmigración, dijo que estas medidas empeoraban la situación del inmigrante más de lo que está. Solo a un delincuente se le monitorea y se le pone un brazalete, explicó el abogado. Si califican para el programa y no tienen antecedentes penales, entonces, ¿por qué se les trata como tal? Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.